You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Tuesday evening's action in Ballinrobe. We've got a 7-race card to look forward to there. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Pretty good, yeah. Second half two. Enjoyed yesterday. A few winners last night at Kilbeggan, which went pretty much according to script, although still smarting that the doctor's daughter didn't win after being given an aggressive ride and still four lengths clear on the running. To get run out on the line was a bit galling, but not a bad night, all said and done.
Yep, good stuff. Hopefully we'll have the same this evening. And let's get stuck into it. The first race is the 5:40. We start here with an Irish Farmers Journal Median Auction Maiden, which is over the extended mile and one furlong. And Navigante heads the market at 9-4. 11-4 for Park Rebel. La Barbe is 3-1. 4-1 for Benjelina. Miss Mary Sevens. 10s for Tara Dillon. And 14s or bigger for the others. Navigante sets the standard on form so far, Andy, but a couple of unraced ones in here that could be interesting. How do you see the opener going?
It's a bad race, yeah. I mean, he does look quite vulnerable in many respects, Navigante, although he did run respectably in a very good race at the Courier of the Day. That Duke of Valentino, who I've tipped a few of them on the podcast, he's definitely going in the right direction. He's actually entered up to running the Britannia Handicap at Royal Ascot last week, but I presume that Johnny Murt will be saving him for the Courier this weekend because he appears to get on really well at the County Kildare venue. And Navigante only got beat five lengths in that race. He just didn't have the quality in the latter stages to go with the front runners. But if he can run to something like that standard, every reason that he would, he's got to be there or thereabouts. I think sort of 11-4, 3-1's a fair enough price this morning. What else are we looking at? We're looking at, obviously, La Barbe making its race course appearance, of course, with Mickey Heffley. He's by Fast Company, which suggests that he's probably taken a while to come to hand. Be interesting to see how the market develops this morning, to see whether there's good money for him, because he won't take a lot of winning this race. And there's been glimmers of hope as well from Benjelina as well, filly by Vale of York, trained by Edward Lynham, who's also in great form. Although she got beat 16 lengths at Nace, I'd probably put that down to the fact that the ground was really bad, and you know, she's probably a horse who's been crying out for some better ground as well. She's got that for the first time tonight. Park Rebel, it's got a little bit of form in the all-weather, but she's looked a little bit of a weak finisher on one or two occasions. I'm not totally convinced about her. And there doesn't appear to be a great deal of confidence beyond the rest. So I probably would stick with Navigante, but as you can tell by my vibes, it's not a particularly strong race. And from stall 11, confidence is quite low that we can get off to a good start. But it's the selection anyway.
Yeah, small stakes to start proceedings this evening then. The 6:10 is the second race on the card. This one is a handicap over the extended mile and one furlong. It's for three-year-olds that are rated 47-65. Nowhere Jack heads the betting at 9-2. It's 5-1 for Mighty Fine. Buzz of Barossa is 5-1, as is Uno Voce. Magnificent has been supported from 12s into 6s today, so halved in price this morning. Enter the Priory is 8, 9s for Best Kept Secret, and 12-1 are bigger prices for the others. Talk through your thoughts in the 6:10, Andy.
Yeah, an interesting little race. I just think it's not fair, and I'm quite hoping that there's going to be a non-runner in this race, because I've got my eye on Forever Scotland further down the line. He's actually first reserve in here tonight. If he was to get into the race, then I think he'd certainly have a chance. He's been priced up in the eventuality one does drop out around about 16-1. So do keep your eye on any late defectors, because I definitely think he'll come into the equation. Of the ones who have got form at the top of the market and the ones who are running, I certainly think No Way Jack will run another good solid race. He ran well the last day in a very strongly run race. It was stolen on heavy ground. And if any horse deserves to win a race, it's him, and Patrick Martin's horse are in good form. He's got the services, of course, of Jack Kenneth. We've got Una Voce, who won in a decent start the other day at Leopardstown. He probably does set the standard, to be fair. He's only got a £4 raise after beating Social Climber, who won at Garin on Sunday. And also back in the field was Selskar Abbey, who landed a bit of a punt the other day when returning to Leopardstown. So that form's worked out well. He just could have done with a better draw. He stuck right out of the wing in stall 13. It's a very sharp track, and you need to get handy if it's all possible. And you've got the good money for Magnificent, but she's been very, very slowly out of the stall the last two starts. She needs to break a bit more cleaner. So really, I'm left with Mighty Fine here as my logical selection. Having run reasonably well on its first start in Handicap Company the other day at Navan behind Caution. The form of that race is nothing special. Beat Manch Warrior, got beat the other day, albeit he ran well in defeat. But I quite like the way that this gelding by half kept on in the latter stages. I think that race will have sort of brought him on quite well mentally. And now with the Kevin Prendergast team in good form, I'll take a chance at Mighty Fine to the plate here and improves his performances and gives us a good run for our money.
Mighty Fine for Andy then in the 6.10, but just keep an eye on Forever Scotland, see if he gets in. The 6.40 is the third race on the card. This is an apprentice handicap over a mile and 1.5 furlongs. Equation of Time heads the betting at 7-2. Ruler of France is 4-1 with Elusive in Paris. 5-1 for She's No Joke, 11-2 for Chatterton, 6-1 for Indy Gal, and Focus More is the 9-1 outsider of the 7. I thought this was tricky, Andy. You could give a case for any of these, and there's only 7 runners, so it kind of makes it tricky.
Absolutely, Mark. Yeah, you've hit the nail totally on the head. I've got no idea what's going to win this race. I've got no inspiration at all. I've got to come up with a selection. I'll probably go with She's No Joke, who ran creditably the day in a stop-start race at Leopardstown, won by Magdalene Maudlin. She still appears to be in good form after one or two modest runs on the all-weather. For one reason or another, she just didn't probably shine this winter. From a winning perspective, she ran well in defeat on many occasions, but she failed to get ahead in front. And she's got some decent form on turf as well. So it's just an absolute token selection because Elusive in Paris is probably best out of 7 furlongs to a mile. This is a mile, 1.5 furlong. Ruler of France weakened quite tamely the other day over a mile and a quarter at Leopardstown. Chatterton, well, your guess is as good as mine what 5-year-olds turn up with him. He can be a real in-and-out performer. Indy Gal's never won a race in 16 starts. Focus More got slaughtered the other day at Leopardstown when making the run-in and fading out of it quite tamely. So, an Equation of Time, all his wins have come at Dundalk. So, just absolute nightmare race because I've got no interest in it whatsoever. But She's No Joke is the selection.
The 7.10 is the fourth race on the card. This one is an EBF maiden over 1 mile and 5 furlongs. And Sherlock Holmes heads the betting and has gone a shade of odds on at 10-11 as we record this. 7-2 for Sense of Victory, 5-1 for Pin Code, Ballerina Rose is 7s, 12s for Bold Bid and Sikanda, and 14s or bigger for the others. Just starting with Sherlock Holmes here, Andy. Was 5th on debut when only 9-4. Still green on that occasion, still learning the game. And if he comes on for that, as you'd expect him to, is he the one to beat here?
Most definitely, yeah. I think we're going to see a huge leap forward in the performance here of Sherlock Holmes. Certainly, given the way he run first time out, there was a massive amount of prominence to be taken out of that race behind Game Set Dash. Yes, it wasn't a great maiden, but there were one or two horses in there with form. I actually fancied one of David Watchman's that finished 4th in that race. I napped it that day, and I was quite disappointed. So it probably wasn't as bad a race as I thought at the time. And Sherlock Holmes, like I say, ran a race full of credit. He raced a little bit green in the latter stages, ran with his head in the air a little bit and was learning on the job. But he was finishing his race off quite nicely. And I definitely knocked him up as a horse to stay on the right side of. He's by Galileo, so he probably wants a little bit more time, a bit more of a stamina test, which he should get today. He's a big unit as well. He's a proper strapping son of Galileo. And even though this track not necessarily will suit him because he is quite a big lump, I think he's got the qualities to take this because it doesn't look a particularly strong race. Sense of Victory ran okay the other day down in court, but she got well turned over by Variable, and she was only she was very flattered to finish 2nd. Pin Code, I'd imagine Sherlock Holmes would turn the form around with that horse who's now thoroughly exposed. A couple of horses just to keep an eye on further down the line for future reference. I think we're going to be hearing plenty of these when they're in handicaps. That's Jack Blue and Bold Bid, both from the Jessica Harrington stable. Particularly Jack Blue, I think he's a nice horse in the making, and he's only got a rating of 65. I'm surprised that Connections haven't stuck him in a handicap or kept him in that kind of company after a good run the other day behind Vilman at Navan. If you're looking for one at a very big price, it's sort of 20-1 this morning. It could be one that could easily scrape into the flame. A bit of promise by Bold Bid the other day in the race that Sherlock Holmes is 4th in. But I'll stick with Sherlock Holmes. He looked a really nice horse the other day at the Curra, even though his finishing position suggested otherwise. And as I said, I expect him to take a huge leap forward today in that 7.10.
Sherlock Holmes, Randy, then in the 7.10. The 7.40 is the fifth race on the card. This one is an EBF Fillies handicap over a mile and five furlongs. It's for four-year-olds and older that are rated 60 to 90 that are EBF eligible. And Magenta heads the market at 15 to 8. 7 to 2 for Oceana Queen. Break My Mind is 6 to 1. Loyalty Card, another at 6s. 7 to 1 for Queen of Alba. Cabjoy is 8s. And 12 to 1 for Grandma Dotty and Little Stampy. Who'd you like in there, Andy? Several of these arriving in good form.
Yeah, this is a really interesting race here, but I do fancy one quite strongly. I've got three bets here tonight, Ballinrobe, starting with Magenta here in this mare's race. She comes from a stable now in really good form. Kevin Prendergast had a terrible time in the early part of the season, April, May, hardly had a winner. And actually, when Magenta won on the 24th of May, he had to wait, I think, the best part of nearly 3 weeks for Tamador to win at Fairy House for him to have another success from his stable. Magenta must be a horse to stay on the right side of, considering she won out of kilter. And that race that she won at the Curragh on the 24th of May was a really strongly run one. Her speed figure when she won that day was a very high standard. And the form of the race has worked out really well. Ballybacker Queen, who was in the ruck that day, has gone on to win at Leopardstown and also gone on to win the Cork Derby next time out. Never Rusher Con, who's also another horse well beat. He won over hurdles the other day for Jessica Harrington. All the way down the line, horses have come out of that race and run well. And I like the way Magenta went through the line. She really powered to victory once she saw the gaps opening. And now with that confidence under her belt, after a long spell in the wilderness, I expect her to go really on strongly and start making up for lost time. I think she's still well handicapped off a mark of 88. Task Ground is in her favour. She stays really strong. She got a nice draw in trap one, which will allow Chrissy Hines to go around the inside. And she looks a class apart from this lot. I mean, an Oceana Queen won the other day, but that was a really bad race at Fairy House. Break My Mind was slightly disappointing the other day, albeit she was in a fast speed figure down in Cork. I think she might improve, but she's going to have to improve a good deal to beat the favourite. Queen of Alba was disappointing at Sligo the other day, and I'm not sure she'll get the trip, as was Cabjoy, who showed absolutely nothing at the Curragh the other day behind Pyromaniac. So this is Magenta's to lose for me. I was very, very close to napping on the naps table, but it's definitely my nap tonight at Ballinrobe.
Okay, Magenta, Andy's best bet in Ballinrobe then this evening. The 8.15 is the sixth race on the card. This one is a handicap over a mile and five furlongs for four-year-olds and older rated 47 to 70. And a couple of market moves this morning. Back off from eight is 4-1 into 3-1 clear favourite. Borussia, sixes into fours. It's 5-1 for Anna Diamond. Escherart is 6-1 with Tidal Star. 8-1 for Meenin. Time to go is 8-1 and 12s or bigger for the others. Who do you side with them there, Andy?
Yeah, really fancy back off mate in this race. Already been heavily gambled on this morning. You could have got 6-1 for this horse this morning, which is absolutely crazy price considering his overall profile and in relation to what he's running against this evening. Don't forget the last time we saw this horse in an apprentice's maiden at Sligo last year. He absolutely bolted up. Subsequently, he's got a mark of 70, which I think is very, very fair. Considering he's a horse rated 122 over fences, and indeed his last run was here at Ballinrobe in a very competitive race back on the 26th of May. Running run really creditably to finish fifth behind Ronan's Pride in an extremely strongly run race. And also this horse, don't forget, was fourth in the Troy Town as well this year. Another race steeped in history and obviously a race that you need to have a good bit of quality to be a prominent factor in. So the fact that Arthur Moore's charge now takes a massive drop down in class for me, this is a really weak race. Sets him up perfectly for a big run. As I said, I think he was a real gift at the price he was this morning. Still not a bad price now, around about 3-1, 7-2 if you can get it. Back off, mate, another strong bet tonight in the 8.15.
Strong selection for Andy there. Then the final race is the 8.45. We finish with a maiden over a mile and five furlongs, and the market this morning is headed by Cillian's Return, who's 8-11. 7-2 for Lord Adair. Theo's Well is 6-1. 10s for Coldstone Sober. Cosmic Symbol is 12-1 with Mrs. Conn, and it's 14s or bigger for the others. So an odds-on favourite to finish the card, Andy. Will it be a winning end to the card for favourite backers?
Possibly, although I wouldn't really want to be taking 8 to 11 to find out. On two counts, really. That Garen Park maiden in which he was second in hasn't worked out at all. I actually got quite a decent speed figure for it, but the race has just disintegrated, to be fair. The winner, Sister Cargent, has gone absolutely nowhere since, rated 75. It hasn't even remotely looked like winning a race subsequently. Take a chance on me, the third horse is rated 70 and also hasn't been sighted either. So I think we're dealing with really weak form. He's got the hood on for the first time, which might help him. But the main question mark for me is this is a mile five race, and he's only been racing over seven furlongs to a mile. and he hasn't looked as though he's the strongest of finishers up to now. So 8 to 11 looks an absolute desperate price. OK, he might well win because it's a weak race, but I prefer to look elsewhere. Lord Adair's been jumping terribly over fences. He's just completely lost his way over the larger obstacles, and he had a crashing fall the other day at 2 out, which, to be honest, he did well to recover from and get up because I thought he was curtain sore him. I think this is very much a confidence-finding mission for him. He's obviously been very much shaken by that experience, and Charles Burns decided to run him back on the flat just to give him a spin round. So I'm not sure whether he's going to be fully effective tonight. So that leads me on to my third bet of the night, and I suggest we get stuck into Mickey's Winters. He's Theo's Well each way at 6-1. This horse has been running quite well of late. He was fourth in a good maiden hurdle down in Tipperary the other day on ground that would have been too soft for him. But I thought he ran quite well the other day at Clonmel. Not a bad little maiden run by Highly Toxic. Noted doing some good late work at the end. He was standing very strongly in that race over a mile and a quarter, but he's crying out for further. I think a mile five and decent ground will really suit this horse tonight. And it's hard to see him not being involved in the finish in some way. As I said, the front two of the market, although they're OK, they are vulnerable. But I do think this horse will sure give us a good run for our money. 6-1 each way, Theo's Well. Again, another strong vote in the last race.
Another strong vote for Andy. Then strong finish to the card there. Let's have a quick summary of your selections, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, very much bottom heavy I am tonight. The early part of the card is just dipping in and out of, really, to be honest, and putting up selections for the sake of it. Navigante, a mediocre vote in the first race, but it wouldn't surprise me if something else won it. In the 6-10, do keep an eye on events to find whether there's a non-runner or not, because my first selection would be Forever Scotland if he got into the race. If he doesn't, then I'll stick with Mighty Fine, who ran quite well the other day down in Navan. The 6-40 is an absolute nightmare. They bet 4-1 the field for a reason. I'll go with Shoes No Joke, who ran well the last day at Leopardstown. In the 7-10, Sherlock Holmes should justify confident, stable money behind him in what looks a weak maiden. In the 7-40, now we're getting on to the really good stuff. Magenta won a very competitive and strongly run race at the Curry of the Day, and I think she's a filly to stay on the right side of. Back Off Mate is one of the strongest bets, if not the strongest, at the prices in the 8-15. He looks a class apart from that lot. And in the final race, in front two in the market, I don't think they're as probably good as they are, as the market suggests. And I think Theo as well will give us a decent shout each way in what looks a terribly weakly contested race.
OK, good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck today, and we'll enjoy having you in the studio this evening.
Thanks, Paul.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.